Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to K-Move Radio, the radio for people on the move. I'm Lorraine Carasosa, here with Clay Goodman.
And K-Move Radio is sponsored by S&M Moving Systems, quality in every move we make.
And we have a very special guest today, William Taylor, who is the senior attorney at Meyer Law Group.
Yes, he's one of our favorite guests on K-Move. It's always a thrill to have William on our show. And he's also now the president of BAM.
Yes, so he is actually wearing many hats.
Many hats, and he wears them well.
Yes, he does.
Well, so, without further ado,
let's welcome in William Taylor
on K-Move Radio.
Bam-bam-ba-bam-bam-bam-bam-ba-bam-bam-bam-bam-ba-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam-bam. Innovate, integrate, motivate, together towards tomorrow. Bay Area Mobility Management.
K-Move Radio.
Good morning, this is William.
How are you?
Hi, William.
Good. How are you guys?
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice. We miss you.
Oh, I miss you too. Sorry, I was just out in the bathroom putting my game face on. How's it going?
It's going well. With June, you know, being the crazy month that it is, we're hanging in there. But how about you? How's starting a new job doing for you?
Oh, it's going great, man. You know, honestly, the first few months I was just trying to find my way and figure out what do I do? Why did I ever leave the greatest job in the world? But, you know, I feel like I've really found my groove. I love the team here, love what I do, love what we do, love the impact we make for our clients, and I'm having a lot of fun learning something new every day.
Good.
And I think any chance you have in life to learn something new is a great thing, right?
Absolutely, especially as we get older. Because we forget so much.
Well, you know, it's important to challenge ourselves, and that's how we stay young. And I know, because I look at you, and you are a young, vibrant man, and I just love the fact that, you know, you're out there meeting new people and doing new things every day, and it's awesome.
Thank you. There'll be some gift certificates for you. What is your role there? Are you in business development, or are you actually doing carrying the heavy loads?
I do a little bit of both. I would say about half of my role is generating new business, going out, and I like to call it shaking hands and kissing babies.
Yes.
And I'm really pretty good at that. And, you know, basically sharing the good word of Meyer Law Group and letting people know what it is we do, how we do it differently, what makes our team special. I mean, you know, Clay, you've been doing that for years. Mm-hmm. And that's a fun part of the job, absolutely. I love being with people. And that's, you know, we're fortunate to have so many great folks in our industry just right here in the Bay Area. So I've certainly spent a good deal of time doing that. And then I do, I am responsible for a small handful of clients. So, yeah, I do have my own clients that I own and work those matters and meet with foreign nationals and HR managers and hiring managers and recruiters. And it's awesome. I'm having a lot of fun, man.
Oh, good for you. Good. I know this was... Way back when, this is something that you felt you really wanted to do.
Yeah, I went to law school back in 2005.
Yeah.
What was that, 11 years ago. I took a short break after law school and ended up going back to Adobe. I was fortunate that the company was growing. I was able to build a team and get some people management experience. And, you know, hey, I had the best damn team there is, and I love those folks. And, I miss them every day. We had a lot of fun. And, you know, the good news is we're all still friends. We all still see each other. We talk. And, I'll forever be a fan of everything that they're doing. And it was just one of those things where I've always loved immigration law. That's why I went to law school. And I was kind of thinking I'm not getting any younger, believe it or not. And it was time for a change. It was time for me to really go after something that I had dreamed of many years ago.
Yeah.
And an opportunity presented itself with a team that I also know and love. And so here I am. Yeah.
Wow. It's a great story. Congratulations.
Yes, and absolutely.
Thank you. Well, thank you all. You know, I'm just so blessed to have so many great friends in our industry that have been really, truly supportive. And it's, I don't think you could ask for, I mean, when you're taking a bit of a leap of faith, to have the support of folks in your industry, that means a lot to me.
Well, so, the Meyer Law Group is very, very fortunate to have you, William.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Lorraine.
You know, I
and
think
what's going on over there at KMOVE?
we're doing good, actually. It's peak season, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's going crazy.
And peak season always gets a little scarier every peak season because it gets shorter because of what they're doing at the schools.
Oh, I know, man. I mean, it's, you know, we've been hearing for a few years about driver shortages.
Yeah.
You know, all of the strains with the CARB rules coming into effect a few years ago. It's just, you know, lots of different pressures. You guys have it really tough. I mean, end of the day, you know, you still got to find a way to put goods into boxes and put them in a truck and get them across the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a real challenge. I like to say you got a lot of chainsaws in the air that you're juggling. None of them fall on your feet and break your toes off, right?
The one that's now is the biggest is labor in the Silicon Valley, because everybody knows how expensive it is to live here.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can pay a packer and helper enough money to live in this area. They drive in from Sacramento. We even have some people go all the way from Sacramento. Mm-hmm. It's really a challenge. That's
right.
Well, I can imagine. And you know what? Honestly, your industry is already particularly the domestic side, that the margins are real thin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and you think about, you know, what it takes for just insurance and labor and drivers and gasoline and there's, you guys are up against all the smaller mom and pop shops that are willing to kind of do it on a dime because they're just trying to stay in business.
Yeah,
it makes it hard for you, right?
Yeah,
it's hard
exactly.
to scale that business, and then you have to deal with the expectations of your clients and the HR folks and procurement and. Everybody, you know, everybody wants to do more for less, right?
Yes.
You know, I've always kind of thought that's a crazy concept. At some point, you just can't do it.
No. It's
amazing
it's
how much he understands about it. Would you like to have a job here at SMU?
Hey, you know, if this lawyer thing doesn't work out,
yeah.
You come and knock on your door, I mean,
you could be a mover dude.
Yeah.
I wear many hats. I'm not opposed to the manual labor either, so...
Hey, don't touch that dial. More with William Taylor right after this catchy little jingle.
Mobility Talk Radio is the Clay and Lorraine Show on KMOVE. The best guests with treasure chests full of
congratulate you on being president of BAM.
Thank you. I'm truly honored to lead such a distinguished regional group. You know, for the listeners who are not aware, BAM is our Bay Area Mobility Management Org. It's the ERC recognized regional group here in the Bay Area. We are now over 700 members.
Wow.
And we're split. We have about 300 corporate members, and then the remainder are supplier partners. And, you know, it's just been a group of, you know, a number of years ago, we brought together two other regional groups, Bay Perm and WIPA,
right.
And essentially had some very similar membership. And we said, gee, why do we have two groups doing essentially the same thing?
Right.
And we formed BAM. And, you know, since then, it's just been year after year of continued growth. And we've had some great conferences. We do our annual conference at the end of February. We've sold out every year for the last 4 years.
Wow.
And, yes, this year we had close to 400 people. Just an amazing, amazing turnout. Yeah, we've been on quite a roll. It's really an amazing group that is able to get a lot of corporates out. They come out for our benchmarking session in the morning, and we've been able to deliver some great educational content. So, but it's really, you know, we like to say to our corporate folks, it's their group. They're the ones that really, truly drive the content. And so we want to make sure that they have a voice. And, of course, it's a great opportunity for people to get out and network, meet some new folks in the industry.
Oh, great. I know. I can't wait for next year. Looking so forward
yeah.
to it. So.
And Lorraine, a big shout-out to Lorraine for being a part of our conference planning committee this year. I mean, you know, I like to say it, you know, at all of our events, but none of these things happen without a a huge team of volunteers working tirelessly behind the scenes. There's, you know, Lorraine knows from all the calls and meetings and emails, and, you know, it's really an amazing, it's kind of an amazing dance that happens to make it all come together, and it's really, it's awesome to be a part of. And Lorraine, huge thanks to you.
Thank you, William. And it's an amazing team that you do have behind you. It's a team that works very well together.
Yes.
And fun.
Indeed. And so thank you for being part of next year's conference. You're volunteering already, Lorraine. We'll sign you up.
You're a good salesman, William. You know, but I think this is a great opportunity for you to give a shout-out to your board members. Who's on your board this year?
Oh, absolutely. An amazing board. So first and foremost, we have Rajiv Dadani, who's the vice president. He's a lot of folks know Rajiv. He's been at KPMG for many years.
Great guy.
Oh, awesome guy. Helen Merrickle, been in our industry for many years. Recently joined Grable. She's our treasurer. Deborah Davey, who's an immigration attorney at Gibney. She's been a big long-time supporter of BAM. She's our secretary.
Good.
We have Cielo Lewis, who helped drive BAM for the last few years as the president, so she's our immediate past president. Doing our programs and events, we have Britt Bemis from Churchill Living and Sherry Higgins from Varian Medical Systems. Christina Seski is in charge of our communications and our website. Anthony Gonzalez does all of our social media. So if you're not following us on Twitter or Facebook, you should.
Yes.
Please get involved there, absolutely. Donna Alam and Linnea Quay Hua.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm gonna. She's gonna kill me for getting her name wrong.
Yes, she is.
She's the head of mobility over at FireEye, and Sana is the mobility leader over at Zynga. They are our corporate advisors, very important roles. And who have I forgot? Daniela Alpert is in charge of membership.
Oh, good.
Sarah Judy, who is now over at Alexander's, is in charge of our philanthropy, also a critical role.
Yeah,
very much so.
You know, we encourage folks to come out to our meeting, which is happening our next quarterly meeting. This is our plug for our meeting here, is this Friday, June 10th. It's down at the Sheraton San Jose. And at that meeting, we will be announcing the two charities that we've adopted for 2016 and 2017. Mm-hmm. We'll also be announcing our scholarship winners. So we're giving out two scholarships this year. We will have one of our scholarship winners read their essay.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, you know, we got some fantastic essays this year. Many of them had me in tears. So bring your tissues to the meeting, because the stories that these young people go through when they're moving, and just the perseverance and effort that they put into their lives to, you know, to make things work. And I mean, we all know how challenging moving can be, and you can imagine how difficult it is to be a teenager or, you know, in high school and leaving all your friends and family behind to move halfway around the world. Some really touching stories. So come out and hear from one of our scholarship winners. And then, of course, we have our program this Friday, which is all about how to structure an effective mobility program.
Before we go there, I think we need to take a break. Let's take a quick little truck stop and take a break.
Okay.
And hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with William Taylor of the Meyer Law Group and president of BAM, and he's going to talk to us more about the BAM meeting coming up this Friday. Anyway, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Belinda Parrish, International Move Coordinator with S&M Moving Systems, and you are listening to K-Move, talk radio for the mobility community.
Okay, welcome back, and you are listening to K-Move Radio, and special guest today is William Taylor, who's a senior attorney at Meyer Law Group.
Senior attorney.
That was a great truck stop.
Yes.
Great snacks and, wow,
yes,
great
right.
drinks as well.
We're ready to go down the road again.
I'm fired up. Let's go.
So, William, tell us about the meeting coming up this Friday. What's the topic?
Yeah, so our meeting this Friday is our quarterly meeting. This quarter's topic is how to properly structure an effective mobility program.
Wow.
Really, where does mobility align best within the organization? Mm-hmm. How does mobility align with immigration? And how do you really scale the program to meet the needs of the business and the ongoing needs of the talent management team? And so we'll get some perspective from a number of leaders in the Bay Area. We've got Samir Kedekar is a partner at Pearl Law Group. He's going to be moderating the session.
Mm-hmm.
And joining him will be Margot Wetzel, who heads the program at Visa.
Mm-hmm.
Margot's a great, great leader. She has a great team over at Visa, amazing program. We also have Sherry Higgins from Varian Medical Systems. She leads the team there. Sherry was most recently at Twitter, and so has kind of some different perspectives there on how the different teams are structured. And then we also have kind of a surprise. We have a surprise guest. I'm not going to announce it because it is a surprise, but stay tuned. So we'll have one other person joining our panel on Friday, and she's a very well-recognized, well-respected leader in the Bay Area. So we're very thrilled that she's decided to join us.
Hillary Clinton?
Well, I said it was a surprise. you know, if things don't work out for Hillary in this year's election, then she might have an opportunity in mobility. We'll see what we can find for her.
Well, it's a tough job. I don't know. We'll have to see.
Well, again, it's going to be at the Sheraton this Friday. The venue is going to be pretty good. I know that with each meeting, it seems like it gets bigger and bigger. And are you guys sold out or almost sold out at this point?
One of the things I keep telling the board is that this is a good problem for us to have, is that we continue to outgrow the spaces that we've had access to. So for a number of years, we relied on our corporate members to offer or to volunteer some of their corporate meeting space. And unfortunately, we've outgrown much of those spaces, many of those spaces, because our quarterly meetings typically bring out about 200 to 250 of our members. And so we are fully sold out for Friday. In fact, we took the approach of the airlines and kind of assumed that some people won't show up. So if you feel a cold coming on Friday, then maybe it's best to stay home. because you might not have a seat. No, I kid. But
if people can't make it in after you've taking the reservation, maybe you can give them, like, van miles, like the airlines do.
Oh, van miles.
We'll give them a free lunch on van, yeah. So we are sold out at 200, and it's, the space has seating for just a little over 200. It's the Sheraton San Jose, 180 Barber Lane. It's in Milpitas, actually. The program starts, the registration for corporate, actually registration for everyone starts at 10 to 10:30. We'll have our corporate roundtable from 10:30 to 11:45. 11:45 to 12:30, we'll have a break, some networking, and we'll have our lunch, and then the meeting will actually start at 12:30. And so again, I'll give some updates on some of our priorities for the year. We'll introduce our scholarship winners. We'll talk about our charities, and then we'll get into the general meeting with our presenters.
Well, it's gonna be a great time.
Please stick around because we do have a fun happy hour cocktail appetizer program scheduled for 2:30 to 4:30. Those are often some of the most fun parts of BAM, getting together and having a few drinks and really networking with some of the folks in our industry.
Wayne, we have a great deal of listeners who are actually corporate mobility managers. And that part of BAM where you have just the corporate people only, I've always heard from them what great value that is to actually sit in the room with our contemporaries and share information.
Oh, the round table?
The round table, yeah.
That's a good one. That is tremendously fun. I agree, Clay. And this week we will have Linnea from FireEye will be leading the corporate benchmarking the round table. And generally, I think we've generally had, somewhere around 30 or 40 corporates attend those sessions, which means you hear from folks in different industries and different size programs, and you can really get some amazing information out of that session. For this particular meeting, we have almost 100 folks, almost 100 corporates registered.
Wow.
And, we've just been so fortunate to get that many corporates out. I know that they're busy. I know it's tough to get out of the office and attend so many of the events that we have going on, but we truly respect their insights. And, again, we've just been so fortunate to have such great participation.
Yeah, you all do a great job. You, William, and your board are just they're fantastic people, and they're doing a great job.
Thank you. It's a lot of fun. It is, it's essentially my second full-time job. It's the unpaid part of my world. but it's just so worth it. It's, one of the things we're most proud of, and I'll make a plug for this on Friday as well, and I want to take a moment to make a plug for this now, is our mentorship program.
Well, that's right.
I think, so first of all, we're blessed in the Bay Area to have some amazing legends in our industry. Clay and Lorraine and the team at S&M, you guys are truly, some of the folks that have helped grow our industry and have been leaders for many, many years. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, William.
And so we look to you to help us, you know, grow that next generation of leaders. And we need to do it through our mentorship program. You know, I hear from some of the other, the YP40 crew out there that, you know, they want to make it out to our meetings, but they're just, you know, they want to find out how do they grow in our industry. You know, some of them are new to our world. Maybe they came over from HR operations or finance or payroll or procurement. And we need to find a way to really accelerate their education. And so our mentorship program was launched, well, we're now on kind of mentorship 2.0. It was launched 2 years ago, and we've kind of revised some of the materials and some of the structure. And going forward, we're looking to get some events together where we can, right now we have 30 people in our networking, or our mentorship program rather, and we really want to grow that to 50, 80, 100 individuals and leverage some of the other folks in our industry that can share some of their knowledge and what it takes to grow.
That's a great
idea. So we're gonna do some webinars. We're gonna do some breakout networking events with just the mentorship program. So anyone who's listening, you know, please get involved. There'll be an opportunity to sign up on Friday. There'll be some more materials. And there you have it. That's my plug. I just think it's an important effort, and I think we need to think about what's the future of mobility and what's the future of who is the future of mobility?
Right. Absolutely.
Good. For our listeners who can't actually join the meeting, whether they have plans or they just didn't get in on time because it is sold out, do you have a date or something in mind for the next quarterly meeting for BAM?
We do. The next one will be in September, and right now tentatively scheduled for September 16th.
Great. Okay.
So stay tuned. We do not have a location yet. Again, we've kind of outgrown the meeting spaces that our corporate folks were so kind to offer, and so we're in a position where we have to essentially rent space from different hotels. And as you know, in the Bay Area, that's a challenging and costly proposition.
It really is. Yes.
I mean, finding space that generally you might find a hotel that could hold 150 or 200, but we're at the point where our meetings really could attract 250. And so this, you know, we just shut registration off this morning. We had a wait list. We've managed a pretty active wait list through the last few weeks. We were able to register everybody that was on the wait list as of this morning. And so then now we're cut off. And there will be no day of registrations.
Right.
So,
congratulations
Thank you. Yeah, people are knocking on our doors to get into the BAM meetings, and it's a good problem for us to have.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you for joining us on K-Move today. We really appreciate it. We know how busy you are with the new job you have and being the president of BAM, your second career, as you say, and we just appreciate you taking the time to share with us.
Oh, well, you know, I always love talking to you guys. Thank you, guys. I love what you're doing at K-Move. You guys are the voice of our industry. And thank you for sharing the good word. It's just great to be a part of it. I really appreciate the time.
Oh, thank you. All right,
thank you. Bam, 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 bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam. Innovate, integrate, motivate, together towards tomorrow. Bay Area Mobility Management.